Prepare reactors.
Alex, I will not have you throwing your life away for this.
He can do it. I know he can. There's an entirely different world beyond that black hole. A point where time and space, as we understand it, no longer exists.
Reactors, on!
8 1 8 9 8 9 7 5 0 0.
When we join our protagonists, they have traversed the galaxy only to find the lost ship, Cygnus, hovering mysteriously on the edge of a black hole. Let us listen now as they join the Cygnus's captain, Dr. Reinhardt, for supper in his private quarters.
So I sent my crew back to Earth on the shuttle, and I and a few loyal officers who stayed behind managed to build a robot workforce and repair the Cygnus.
You mean this ship is now in operating condition?
Yes, through years of toil and research, I and your father, Dr. McCrae, discovered a new technology which resists the very pull of gravity.
Amazing! How did you do it?
Strings! It's all done with wires and strings. The ship, the robots, everything. It's so simple. You must tell them when you return to Earth.
Yeah. Okay, sure, Doc.
So are you now doing research on the black hole?
No, Dr. Duran. My studies are concluded. I'm ready to pass through to the other side.
What do you expect to find on the other side?
Hopefully a sequel to this rotten picture.
Later, doubting Reinhardt's sanity, the Palomino crew decides to depart the Cygnus. As the others are busy making preparations, Kate and Dr. Duran are on the bridge with Reinhardt.
I would like you to take this back to Earth with you, Dr. Duran. It's a collection of recipes with space food that I've collected over the years. Maybe your Earth chefs would be interested in having a look at it.
Thank you. I'll just take this over there and have a look.
And I'd like to have a word with you, Dr. McCrae. As a scientist, I'm sure you can understand my position. I've been looking out this window for 20 years, looking at that hole and thinking of only one thing.
You mean the challenge of scientific discovery?
No, girls, women! Do you know how long it's been since I've had my hands on a pair of jugs like yours?
He's down.
Come on.
He's still got the gun.
Is he dead?
No, you better get an ambulance.
I'll take care of him.
Is he dead? Did you kill him?
No, ma'am. He's going to be all right, Mrs. Gray. The doctor's on the way.
He's sick. He didn't know what he was doing. That's all. He didn't know what he was doing.
Yes, ma'am.
He knows we love him. That's all that counts. We love him and want to take care of him. He didn't think anybody cared for him. That's what was wrong. He just didn't know.
Yes, ma'am.
Maybe when he gets well, you'll know everybody wasn't against him. You'll know people care. Don't you think that's all that's wrong?
I wouldn't know, ma'am, but he took the hard way to find out.
The story you have just heard is true. The names were changed to protect the innocent.
On August 26th, a preliminary hearing was held in the prison ward of the county hospital in and for the county of Los Angeles, state of California.
In a moment, the result of that trial.
Imagine yourself in a museum. 2,000 years in the future.
What is this strange-looking device?
This was the telephone. People used it to communicate with each other.
Communicate?
Communicate.
This is the Mickey Mouse telephone.
Mickey Mouse?
Mickey Mouse?
People used it to call provocative recordings and joke lines for fun.
Fun?
Fun.
Fun. But why would somebody want to call a joke line on the telephone?
We don't know.
Dudley Peter Gray was held to answer charges of assault with intent to commit murder. He was examined by three psychiatrists appointed by the court and found to be insane. He was confined to the state mental hospital at Camarillo for treatment.
You have just heard Dragnet, the authentic story of your police force in action, and starring Jack Webb, a presentation of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.
Free, fun, and informative. You're listening to CinemaScoop, your 24-hour film fun line.
Yeah, just one quick thing about America. There's a movie that's been on for like 7 days, and it's fairly good. The first part I caught the first day wasn't too good. I thought the whole thing was going to be like that. But then I watched, and after that, it started getting better. And the third and fourth one was real good. And then one that was on, the last one so far I watched, was real good. And they're going to have, like, it's still not over. They're going to have another show of it. They're going to complete it. And, well, I missed, like, about 30% of it, the show, and it was on, like, it was a series that was on like more than one day, like 7 days, about a week or something like that. I think there was like that many of them, and it gets pretty good. It shows about a little bit about war and everything, sort of war scenes and political things, and just shows how things would be if the Soviet Union and the communists were in charge of this country and everything. And there's even a part where the guy changes the name of the country to like a Heartland or something. He changes the name and everything, and a lot of persons deny that they're American and everything, so it's pretty good. And I might call leave a little bit more on this thing, but I'll give it a 10. It's the best thing that's been on this year, and it's really good. A lot of you out there won't watch it, but a lot of you hopefully will. Some persons don't want to watch it for stupid reasons, like they think it's a bad betrayal of Americans, and some think it's a bad betrayal of the Soviets, so they won't watch it. And other persons have real stupid reasons, but whatever they are, they're missing out. I missed a lot of it, so if it's never shown over again, I want to catch this thing from the very beginning to the end. And I urge everybody, there's another day left, but I don't think it'll be on in time. My comment. So anyway, I hope all you guys did watch it. Good movie, America. I've given it a 10. God bless them going.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah?
Yeah, hi, this is Paul Mack here.
Hi.
Yes, I wanted to know if you heard the 4th Annual Mackey Awards or the 4th Annual Arty Awards and which you thought was more obnoxious.
Excuse me?
Okay, the 4th Annual Mackey Awards, a very obnoxious program featuring myself, and the 4th Annual Arty Awards. What was more obnoxious?
What are you talking about?
Now, I'm talking about the infamous telephone shows, you know, that everybody... The you've heard of course, the Arty Awards, haven't you?
No, I haven't.
Haven't heard of the Arty Awards?
No, I haven't.
Well, of course, you had to have heard of the Mackey Awards, right?
No, I haven't.
You haven't heard of the Mackey...
What are you talking about?
Oh, well, have you heard of Paul Mack?
Paul Mack?
Yeah, Paul...
Who is this?
Paul Mack. This Paul Mack. Have you heard of Paul Mack?
Paul Mack?
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
You haven't even heard of Paul Mack?
No, I haven't. See, I'm not from this country.
Oh, well, what country are you from?
I'm from France.
Oh, France?
Yeah.
I see. I wonder if they have any telephone entertainment lines out there. Well, we haven't reached France. We've reached England, I think. That's the big deal.
Well, what do you do, telephone marketing or what?
No. We do free telephone entertainment, and I was just calling to see if anybody heard the 4th Annual Mackey Awards, and I was pretty sure that,
You do telephone entertainment?
That's right, and we had a really low call rate on that particular show, but since you're from France, well,
oh,
naturally...
I've never heard of that.
That's right. Well, you're from France. If that's
yeah.
Naturally, you've never heard. But we have all kinds of... lines out here that you can call for free telephone entertainment, like CinemaScoop at area code 818-989-7500.
989-7500?
That's right. It's free.
That's free?
That's free. It's not one of these 976 pay-per-call deals, you know. I mean, I kind of frown on those things. But yeah, this is free, and every Saturday and Sunday you can leave a movie review, and then Monday through Friday you can call back and hear yourself on the tape and hear the show.
Oh, I see.
A lot of fun, a lot of fun. 989-7500, 24 hours a day.
Oh, okay.
Well, thank you very much for assisting us in our survey here, okay. And this just proves once again that the Mackey Awards was a very underrated show.
Uh-huh.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks.
Goodbye.
Hello, Paul. This is Dale. I haven't called for a while, but I did finally get to a movie, and I thought I'd tell you about it. I saw Star Trek, Voyage Home, and it was very good. I liked it a lot. I thought it was very funny, and I particularly liked the little underlying message there about causing the extinction of intelligent life on this planet, how it might affect our future if we have one. Can't say for sure if I liked it better than some of the earlier movies or not, but I did like it good enough to go see it twice. Haven't seen anything else recently. There's a couple of movies I'm interested in seeing. Perhaps you could tell me if they're worth seeing or not. I was going to try and go see Platoon and Hoosiers and Outrageous Fortune, if I ever get a chance. I wanted to see Golden Child, but that's already come and gone. I hope to be seeing some more movies soon so I can call and leave my comment.
So I take it that's where the next comment's going to begin, where that one just left off. Right, very good. Excellent timing, by the way. I'd just like to say Outrageous Fortune is a very fine comedy brought to you by the Walt Disney Company. Eddie Murphy's The Golden Child is still playing around, nowhere near the North Hollywood Van Nuys area, however, but it's still playing around. But it was a fine film. I wasn't really expecting a lot. I'm not a major Eddie Murphy fan, but the film had some nice special effects in it, and for what it was just fine. It wasn't a lousy film, but it wasn't a great film. I thought it had a little bit too many satanical implications interwoven there, but hey, let's stop using the big words. Anyway, what was the other one? Hoosiers, I have not seen yet, but I'm just not a sports fan. I'm not a sports fan, doggone it. I won't see anything that has to do with sports, forget it. But hey, you guys, call me up. Let me know what Hoosiers was like on Saturday and Sunday right here at 989-7500, and we'll be glad to put you on.
Why do they make movies? Why do they make motion pictures with no reasonable plot to it? Or should I say no good stories? Some of these stories are just hashed over, same thing over and over. How come in my country they make wonderful films? I wish you could have seen some of the great ones, like Ishi no Kadogo and Lato ni no To. Now those were good films.
Why do they leave comments? Why do they leave comments without any rhyme or reason to them? Now you give me something like a Mark Spaz or a Daniel Ross stool face, and there you have some good comments. Comments of the old time, comments from my country. But when you leave comments, boring comments, it just wants to make me just leave and hang up the phone. Why do they leave it? Why do you do it? Why are you boring? Why are you stupid? Where do you get this number from? Where did you get it? You better tell me. Thank you. Well, here we are on the set with a very beautiful young actress, Miss Lisa Fuller. Lisa, how are you?
Good.
Good. What's your name?
Lisa Fuller.
Lisa
you just
Fuller.
Said it.
And Lisa, you're an actress. Are you not?
If you can call it that.
Okay, do you call it acting or do you just call it method working?
I just call
like
it
that?
A lot of fun, Paul.
All right, Lisa, I'll tell you what, I have a proposition for you. But wait, let me finish.
Okay.
Would you like to be in one of my movies?
Sure.
All right, the pay isn't good, though.
I know.
All right, but it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's called Final Destination Unknown. You see, you get to be killed twice in the same movie.
Cool.
As the same girl.
Three times, buddy.
Three times?
Cool.
What's the matter?
Oh, thank you.
Three's a charm.
Three times. And you get to even kill the guy that kills you three times. What do you think about that?
That's cool.
All right. So, Lisa, what do you say? You want to do that film?
Cool.
On the road to places not yet charted, far away from where it all got started, we'll be leaving this world, and you can never go home. Your last destination to places unknown.
Well, don't you want to get in?
Paul Mack Productions brings you Final Destination Unknown. A journey that begins at the end.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, please hang up and try again. Hang up and then dial your operator. Please hang up and try again. If you'd like to make a call, hang up and then dial your operator. Hang up and try again.
What happened out here, officer?
You don't want to know, sir. Let's just move along, please. Come on.
My name is Joe, and my guess is from the tape that's personality is Brian W. Feedback.
You don't want to know, sir. Let's just move along, please. Come on.
Thank you. Bye.
Hello, this is Kevin Reseda, and you have to excuse me, but I'm a little sick right now. My movie review is about Nightmare on Elm Street 3, which I saw the other day, and not having seen the first or second movie, I went into the theater pretty skeptical. I figured it was going to be one of those slasher movies without a plot and everything, but guess what, folks? I actually liked the movie. The makeup and special effects were 5 times better than I expected. It's bloody, and for some it's scary, but something the other two didn't have was a lot of humor. Yes, it was pretty funny. I do recommend this movie for those of you looking for a good time. It was worth it. Now, the contest. I think that was Brian W. Feedback.
You don't want to know, sir. Let's just move along, please.
Oh, well. Catch you later. This is Kevin Reseda.
Hey, Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough road to get up to 88.
Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Academy Award. Gonna award the best film this year to Room With A View. The worst film will probably be this one called Final Destination. Boy, does it sound like a turkey or what? Worse than Rambo. A movie review. I'll review My Sweet Little Village, the Czechoslovakian film. Seems like the director, I can't remember his name, pretty famous man, was still living in the 1920s of the Hollywood era. And it's very reflected in the work, especially in his movement of the camera and just even the lighting of the piece. So, if you're into that type of humor, and don't get bored of the Laurel and Hardy type, 1920s raunchy Hal Roach type stuff, maybe more like on the lines of Max Sennett, you might enjoy this film. I thought it was marginally well. I laughed once or twice, but you would think you'd laugh a lot more in a comedy. But then again, most American films nowadays can't even compare to this. So anyway, that's the review today. So I guess next week I'll review the new film called The Wannabe Conference. This is Steve from Panorama City.
Well, that's all the time we've got this week for the CinemaScoop edition for March 2nd through the 6th of 1987. Remember, we've got a couple of winners for the Brian W. Feedback Guest Contest. That was Joe and also Kevin Reseda. You won, but you didn't give us your phone number so we can get your address. So next Saturday or Sunday, leave that for us on the input line at 989-7500. Also, tickets are still available for my film premiere, which is going to be on Friday the 13th of March at Howard Johnson's Motor Lodge at 4222 Vineland Avenue in North Hollywood, and the tickets are available for 8 o'clock or 9:30 p.m. To get those tickets, all you've got to do this weekend is leave me your telephone number, I'll call you back, you give me your mailing address, and I'll send you tickets in the mail. That's right. And next week, we've got a special recording all about my new film, Final Destination Unknown. That's going to be a lot of fun. And Bo Zipkin has a brand new number. That's right, effective on Tuesday, March 3rd. That's area code 818-342-4739. Remember, input every Saturday and Sunday right here on 989-7500. And tell your friends all about CinemaScoop, your 24-hour film fun line. This has been Paul Mack. Thanks for listening.